Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Dash is made for spending. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Mana protocol and in multi-crypto wallets. And thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for the sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org. Well, this is, as I said, Liberty at Night. But, of course, every single day of the week, Charlie and I do Good Morning Liberty. So if you want to find our daily podcast, you can search Good Morning Liberty on your favorite podcast app or go to BernieLies.com in your browser. Anyhow, first story, let's do some fear mongering real quick. Are you ready for, are you scared yet? Are you scared yet?
I've been terrified.
Mm-hmm. It's a little too late for a pre-election pandemic.
I live my life in fear.
It's a little too late for a pre-election pandemic, I think. I don't think we can spin it up really that quick, but maybe we can.
No, they spun it up in March of 2020.
Oh,
this is
yeah,
April
did,
of 2020, so we're just a few weeks, only a couple of weeks.
Got to get those mail-in ballots going, you know?
Did you notice the weird numbers in Texas? I haven't looked into it, and they took it down, by the way. I tried to look it up. It's now been taken down, which is suspicious.
I saw that's been debunked.
Has it been debunked? Because I tried to look into it and I couldn't.
I saw stories debunking because Elon Musk had reposted it, and then I watched Tim Pool do a whole 30 minutes on it where they talked about how they didn't know what it meant, but here's what it could mean, and so they talked about what it could mean for half an hour, you know, that kind of thing that we don't do. But anyhow, yeah, the numbers, they could be bad when it comes just to the Social Security thing is what they were talking about for registered voters. On one hand, there's a lot of explanations for why the numbers could be what they are. On the other hand, I'm one phone call away from a guy that can get you a Social Security number. Okay. It's a very common thing that happens.
Yeah.
And not going to tell you why or how, but it happens a lot. Most of the time, you know, for a dead person, and you can get it. You can assume their legal identity if you want for an extremely small fee.
So you know Andy Dufresne?
Andy Dufresne, yeah. That's who I know. What was the name of the guy that he created?
Stevens.
I don't remember what his name is now.
Dang it.
Okay, bird flu pandemic.
Is it Randall Stevens?
Randall Stevens.
Randall Stevens.
Yep.
Silent partner.
Bird flu pandemic could be 100 times worse than COVID. COVID times 100. Scientists are warning.
Why is there a picture of cows there?
Because someone got sick from a Gallardon cow.
Oh.
From what I could tell.
Even though it's a bird flu.
Yeah, go ahead, Charlie.
All
explain
right.
Why there's a picture of a cow.
A bird flu. There's no mention of cow so far. A bird flu pandemic with the potential to be 100 times worse than COVID may be on the horizon after a rare human case was discovered in Texas. Experts have warned.
Experts.
The H5N1 avian flu has spread rapidly since the new strain was detected in 2020, affecting wild birds in every state as well as in commercial poultry and backyard flocks, but has now even been detected in mammals with cattle herds.
Oh, there's the cow.
Across four states becoming infected. And on Monday, federal health officials announced that a dairy worker in Texas caught the virus. This virus has been on the top of the pandemic list for many, many years and probably decades. Dr. Kuchipudi.
I think that's right.
Dr. Kuchipudi, a bird flu researcher from Pittsburgh.
At first, I thought you were making it up, and then I read it, and that
That's Coochie Pootie. It's Dr. Coochie Pootie to you. Now, this seems like a doctor that would study bird flu.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll listen to anything Coochie Pootie says.
Dr. Coochie Pootie. Oh, man. And, of course, he works with teats.
You know? Yes. Exactly.
He's a bird flu researcher. This is the important part. Mm-hmm. From Pittsburgh. He said at a recent panel discussing the issue, quote, "And now we're getting dangerously close to this virus potentially causing a pandemic." He noted that the H5N1 virus has already been detected in species throughout the world and has shown the ability to infect a range of mammalian hosts, including humans, those Homo sapiens.
Mm.
So therefore, in my view, I think this is a virus that has the greatest pandemic threat that is playing out in plain sight and globally present.
Mm.
Coochie Pootie said.
What are we going to do to stop this, you think?
I think we need to interview Dr. Coochie Pootie.
Yeah, I'll get him on. We'll get him on. I'm Coochie Pootie on the show tomorrow.
What a name.
John, you know? John Fulton, he's got a more normal name. He's got stuff to say, too.
Yeah, listen to this guy.
He's a pharma consultant.
Pharmaceutical industry consultant for vaccines and the founder of Canada-based BioNiagara, who organized the meeting, also expressed his concerns. Of course he did.
Uh-huh.
They've already got the vaccine for this one, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, BioNiagara. Quote, "This appears to be 100 times worse than COVID." How do they even know that?
I'm not sure.
Or it could be if it mutates and maintains its high case fatality rate.
It could be 100 times worse if it changes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. Okay. He says once it's mutated to infect humans, we can only hope the fatality rate drops.
Mm.
So there is a, you know, if it's mutating to infect humans now, I guess that's bad. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of it. Mm-hmm. I was mad enough about the cows. And now we got it. You know, maybe mutating to affect humans also.
I was upset about the birds.
I know the birds aren't real.
Yeah.
No matter what Coochie Pootie says.
Mm.
So
you hate birds, don't you?
I hate birds.
Put bird feed on their bug zappers.
We got some stats.
Okay, around 52% of humans who have contracted H5N1 since 2003 have died, according to the World Health Organization. That's 50-50, man.
First off, everyone needs to know that you need to join the Fed Haters Club, joingmail.com. They're cracking me up. And so first off, the Alan Jackson song, you know, Dr. Coochie Pootie, you know, you got that one.
Uh-huh.
And then 100 times worse than COVID, we could just call it COVID-1900.
It's
pretty good. Okay, anyhow.
That is good. Well, they're saying that. Of the humans who have contracted this virus, 52% of them have died. Now, how many have gotten it?
I don't know.
For comparison, COVID currently kills less than 0.1% of those it infects. Who would have come up with that percentage? Though at the start of the pandemic, the fatality rate was around 20%.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. That was of the people we knew that had it.
Yeah, you just didn't know about the asymptomatic people and all that.
And you couldn't test, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically like you had to give your firstborn to get a test.
Mm-hmm.
Symptoms of the vert, even for healthcare workers, by the way, because I was married to one that couldn't even get a test in 2020. All right. Some people may not develop noticeable symptoms, but others can develop a severe life-threatening pneumonia. The dairy worker in Texas who was infected has reported eye redness consistent with conjunctivitis as their only symptom. The patient was told to isolate and is being treated with an antiviral drug for the flu. We don't know if that's Allen Iverson or not.
I got you. Around 52% of humans who contracted it have died, they said. I mean, this guy's pretty
Since
lucky.
2003.
Just had
20 years.
Just had red eyes.
Mm.
All you got to do is get some clear eyes for that.
Watch this. Watch
took
him,
care of it.
No, watch him turn into a zombie, though.
Ooh, that's true.
Starts
that
in the
could
eyes.
Happen.
The agency told the whole U.S. government is taking the situation very seriously. CDC Director Mandy Cohen told the Washington Post, not that we can trust the CDC, but...
Mm-mm. Or the Washington Post.
She maintained that the virus is not...
I don't think the conversation ever happened, honestly.
She is claiming that the virus does not pose much of a risk to the general public, so you can go visit Chinatown and New York and stuff.
Yeah, everyone's welcome. Come visit the dairy farms.
Yeah.
That is an interesting, it's interesting how the, I don't want to say conspiracy theories, but how this all changed. Remember at the beginning of COVID, it was, there's nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
This is fine.
Donald Trump was xenophobic
this
for banning travel from China.
This doesn't spread to humans. China said that it doesn't spread to humans.
You can go to Chinatown in New York.
Don't be xenophobic, like you said earlier. Mm-hmm. All that stuff.
Nancy Pelosi, everyone was out there saying, this is nothing to fear.
And so right now it's following the course because now the reason this works is because later on in COVID, the government was like, oh my God, everybody panic. Everybody panic. No one is safe. Mm-hmm. Stay in your house. That kind of thing. And so now when the government's saying, well, there's nothing to worry about. Well, you should take that very seriously because they're the ones who were saying that you should panic about COVID. And so now they're saying, don't worry about this. Well, there must not be anything to worry about because these are people who panic about viruses. We got to remember at the beginning.
They said that 4 years ago.
They said, don't worry about it. So I don't know. Which way does our conspiracy theory go? Is this a major problem and they're trying to hide it? Or is this not a major problem and they're just trying to scare people right now? I don't know. Whichever one the government's lying, I can tell you that.
Here's something interesting, though. Quote, we have not seen avian flu in cattle prior to last week.
Wow.
So that is new. It is a reservoir for the virus to circulate and potentially change. If the virus does mutate enough to infect humans, it could spread rapidly. If the H5N1 influenza virus viruses acquire the ability to spread efficiently among humans, large-scale transmission could occur due to the lack of immune defenses against H5 viruses in humans.
Okay.
Well. So, anyway. But have no fear. Have no fear because to prevent any potential spread, the U.S. is already testing components used to create a vaccine for the virus. And two candidate vaccine viruses appear to be well matched to protect against H5N1, the Washington Post reports. So
there we go.
But, you know, when you're getting your 12th COVID booster, just go ahead and ask for the H5N1 vaccine, and then you'll be protected for life.
Got to get your bird flu shots. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of sad that I consider this presidential election in 2024 to be the first. It's the first presidential election in my mind since COVID. Now, I know that COVID was going on and had just started before the election. We had lockdowns and stuff like that. But then we went into even further things like vaccine mandates and mask mandates and stuff like that in 2021. And, you know, this stuff really got a lot worse in my mind once Biden took over. Now, but you know,
and then it disappeared.
Lockdowns lifted and stuff like that, and it disappeared. And it's COVID's almost.
And now the CDC is saying to treat it like the flu.
Yeah. What's weird to me is that COVID's almost not being talked about in this election. And this is like now we've seen how the government handled COVID, and we saw that Biden tried to force people to get the vaccine. He tried to mandate that either you had to choose between your job at the private corporation and getting this vaccine that was not even proven to stop you from getting the virus or to stop you from spreading it to other people. And he tried to mandate that to everyone who worked for a company that had over 100 employees. And it was only the Supreme Court that stopped him. And no one is talking about that, including us. It's not an election. It's not a campaign piece. You're not going to do an ad about COVID stuff. It's like it's already been memory-holed by everyone. Isn't that weird?
It is weird.
This is the first time we get to have an election referendum on the actual policies that took place during COVID, and no one's talking about it.
How quickly we forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Trump, maybe that's why, because Trump is proud of the vaccine of warp speed. Mm-hmm. And so he's not going to use COVID and the vaccine mandates and stuff as a talking point because he wants the vaccines to be, you know, on him, the Operation Warp Speed, and getting those done really quickly. Mm-hmm. So maybe that is the reason why. Okay, that's that story. Are you scared?
I'm shaking in my toes, man.
I'm scared about democracy.
This is why I work from home.
Mm-hmm. Too scared.
Yeah.
Too scared to go anywhere.
Yeah.
We're going to a super spreader event. You're going to a super spreader event tonight. Mm-hmm. And then we're both going to a super spreader event tomorrow night.
Oh, man. I'm going to be at Bridgestone two nights in a row.
Mm. How about that?
Arena.
Okay, let's shift topics drastically. We talked about this $20 an hour minimum wage thing going into effect. I wanted to make a point on something when people talk about how this affects the economy. You might think about the hundreds of thousands of fast food workers in California, and maybe that's going to affect fast food prices and stuff like that. What's important to remember with these minimum wage hikes is that they reverberate throughout the rest of the economy, even to government jobs, as we're about to talk about right now, and people who work at schools. Because it turns out when one place is offering $20 an hour, every other place has to now compete with that place. And so to compete with that place, they've got to raise their wages up to either being even with it or better.
And that's why labor is a commodity.
Mm-hmm. It is. There's an auction going on for people's labor.
Mm-hmm.
Lost in the hubbub surrounding California's $20 per hour minimum wage for fast food workers is how that raise could impact public schools. It's going to impact more than public schools, but they decided to focus in on public schools in this story. Forcing districts to compete with the likes of McDonald's and Wendy's for cafeteria workers amid a state budget crunch. You see, these are very specialized individuals that are well trained in the art of scooping food.
School cafeteria. You know?
So this market is expanding now that the pay is higher. The minimum wage law that took effect Monday guarantees at least $20 an hour for fast food restaurant chains with at least 60 locations nationwide. That doesn't include school food service workers, historically some of the lowest paid workers in public education. Why doesn't it include school food service workers? There's more than 60 locations, you know. Yet demand for school meals is higher than ever.
They probably bake bread.
That's it. They make their own bread. Problem solved. Yeah. You figured it out. Yet demand for school meals is higher than ever in California. Those kids just getting fatter and fatter, demanding more meals.
Yeah.
The first state to guarantee free meals for all students paid for by tax money, regardless of their family's income. And demand is projected to fuel an increase of more than 70 million extra meals in California schools this year compared to 2018, according to a State Department of Education.
So now, just 6 years, 70 million extra meals.
Now, listen. I think that the Department of Education should be done away with and all public schools should be burned to the ground. Let me just get that out of the way real quick for
with
you.
With students in it?
No students. No
just
one
teachers.
There. No one there. I do, however, have a... No humans in the building.
Okay.
Okay? Just illegal immigrant murderers. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, non-human animals.
The gang members.
They can be there. That's fine. Okay, I'm joking about that, too, just so everyone knows.
That's a serious crime to threaten to burn schools down.
Wow. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, you're going to pay someone to do it?
No, I'm not going to pay anyone to do it either.
Back yourself into this corner.
Okay. Listen, you remember back a long time ago when I said that all the public schools should be burned to the ground? That was a joke. All right.
We'll see about that.
I do, however, think...
I want to lawyer up.
I've always thought it was really weird that... Like, the kids had to pay for the meal at the school. I don't know why. It's not that I want taxpayers to pay more money or whatever. I've always thought it was a weird thing. Because, like, you use all the tax money and everything, and you pay the teachers, and you pay for the building, and you got these crazy administrator salaries and all this stuff getting paid for. And it's not like when you get your math, your Saxon math textbook out, they're like, all right, that's going to be $890, little Jimmy, you know, the school's like, oh, here's your Saxon math textbook, all that stuff. But when it comes to eating lunch at the place where you're imprisoned for 7 hours or however long it is, they're like, oh, you got to pay for that.
$2.50.
That's weird to me, isn't it?
You
weird?
Want an extra milk? That'll be a quota.
I don't know. I don't know.
So we were so poor, we got free lunches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't need to be in California for that.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to join that because my mom was afraid I'd get made fun of, so I just didn't eat.
But I will say my mom and my grandma did keep a plethora of quarters because I needed one little carton of milk was never enough for me.
You need a couple.
And so I would, every once in a while, I'd sprinkle in a chocolate milk, you know, but I'd bring a quarter with me because it cost a quarter to get an extra milk.
Mm.
So I'd get free lunch, but they wouldn't give me, you know... Based on my size, that's how the food should be divvied up. It should be divvied up based on calorie intake requirements.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's actually fair. You know, I'm going to get the same meal as you know, 4'2" Jimmy.
Yeah.
Over there.
While Charlie's over here with his family of four trying to get a living food wage and out of people.
You should see the food that guy throws away that I would have eaten had you put it on my plate.
You could have just slid over and ate the rest of someone's food.
Then I have to pay a quarter. I had to. Back in the day, I had to pay a quarter for that extra milk. You know?
Anyhow, I've always thought that was weird, but that has nothing to do with this story at all. We're talking about food workers at schools. People haven't paid for it. These jobs typically have lots of turnover and are harder to fill. The minimum wage boost for fast food workers could make that even more difficult. Let's see. They're all very worried about it. Most are saying they anticipate it will be harder and harder to hire employees, said the president of the California School Nutrition Association.
Yeah.
Very important.
So now you'll see they're gonna have a, you know, it's gonna be a class, create your own lunch.
Mm-hmm. It's a class. That's a good class. Statewide, some districts have already taken steps to compete in the new reality.
It's gonna be girls only.
Last year, the Sacramento Unified had them serve everyone else.
They reintroduce home ec. Yeah. Do they still have home
ec? Now, girls, hurry up and get that food to the table. The boys are almost here. That's a good looking sandwich, Sally. Good looking sandwich. Great job. A+.
You're going to find yourself a husband.
Last year, the Sacramento Unified School District, anticipating law's passage, agreed to a 10% increase for its food service workers and other low paying jobs, followed by another 6% increase July 1 of this year to bump their wages up to $20 an hour. The point here is that when you artificially mandate that a place must pay this much money. This is a whole labor pool that everyone is fighting for. People are free to go to different jobs, and now they're competing for these people. And now that you can go to McDonald's and you can get paid $20 an hour, well, you're over here serving food to these annoying kids at this school. Well, wouldn't it be better just to go over there and work at McDonald's? Instead, you're getting paid $17 an hour at the school, I think is what one of these things said. Well, go make 20 over at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And so what happens? In this case, the school has got to find a way to pay these workers more to try and keep them there, or they're going to lose them to another place. But it's not just the schools who have to do this.
See, the schools are right. Anywhere. They need more money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, that there are so many jobs. I can't remember what the number was, 400,000 people or so that work at these fast food restaurants that are affected by this minimum wage hike. The rest of the state is still at $16 an hour, although a lot of places probably pay a little bit more than that. But this, in effect, raises the minimum wage for the rest of the state. We'll finish up this talk about how the minimum wage causes prices to go up all over the place, wages to go up all over the place, as it will do in California and as it does do around the rest of the country. And we'll do a whole lot more, including Dumb Bleep of the Week. Coming right up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. The Michigan school shooter's parents, James and Jennifer Crumbly, received the maximum sentence for involuntary manslaughter. Tuesday, a judge handed each of them a 10 to 15 year prison term in a landmark case.
It is the sentence of this court, Ms. Crumbly, that you serve 10 to 15 years with the Michigan Department of Corrections.
The couple, convicted separately, faced charges related to their son's 2021 shooting rampage that resulted in the deaths of 4 students at Oxford High School. President Biden unveiled his administration's initiative to enhance the affordability quality of child and senior care. Speaking in Washington, D.C. Tuesday, he emphasized that the current cost of care is excessively high, while the compensation for care workers remains inadequate. The Deep South and sections of the Mississippi Valley are preparing for severe weather. Forecasters predict that intense thunderstorms will sweep through from eastern Texas to the southeast coast through Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network. We are back with some more content for you. Of course, we got a couple more hours till here to fill, and we got plenty of things to talk about. Of course, if you want to listen to us every single day of the week, at night, when you hear us Tuesday nights, we're called Liberty at Night. This could be confusing. Liberty at Night, yeah. During the day, we're called Good Morning Liberty. So that's where you can find all of our content that we put out. 1,212 episodes as of today on your podcast app, Good Morning Liberty. Before we took the little break, we were talking about how the $20 fast food minimum wage in California is leading to higher wages for everyone. This is how it's happening. For anyone who has low skill, low experience workers on the job, they all now have to compete with people who might want to leave and go to McDonald's. So now they've all, in effect, got to raise their wages up after this. So, and that's how it reverberates throughout the entire economy. Everything gets more expensive afterwards. Yeah. And then,
you don't think Panera is going to have to raise their minimum wage to compete with?
They are. I saw a thing the other day saying that the guy who runs Panera said that absolutely they're going to have $20 an hour as their minimum wage, even though they're exempt from the law. They have to, mm-hmm. or their workers are going to leave and go work at McDonald's. They've got to do it. So it, and then eventually all the prices raise to match that. It's not just, you know, I saw Nina Turner talking about, oh, a burger at McDonald's, a Big Mac at McDonald's went up 60 cents. Someone posted the picture of how they raised the price like 60 cents at McDonald's after this wage hike went in place. They're like, oh, that's worth it for people to get paid more. It's not just McDonald's. It's all the other restaurants, and it's every other place that has a close to minimum wage job. Every other place is also going to have to raise their wages, and they're going to have to raise their prices to make up for that. And then all of a sudden, people who are making $20 an hour are in the same place as when they were making $16 an hour. It it never changes.
And actually, they're in a worse place because of inflation, but that's a whole nother part of the discussion.
And they're in a worse place, too, because you're going to end up killing jobs in the process. More places are going to automate. You got Chipotle that's automating a ton. McDonald's clearly trying to automate as much as possible. You got AI coming into the picture as well. Could potentially replace some people that are working. And all of these artificial wage hikes force businesses to move in to just doing that because they are either going to do that or raise their prices. Anyhow, that's, I think, that entire story basically summed up.
And there's a deeper conversation here because it's not like the people that are complaining that it's, you know, tougher to live. I saw someone do a comparison to the Great Depression, you know, and basically the average cost of a home was three times the yearly salary in 1930. And now the average home is literally eight times the average salary.
Mm-hmm.
And they went through all these statistics and like all of that's true, but people are asking the wrong question. It's not that the prices are high and it's because of greed or whatever. The right question to ask is why does our dollar now, or why does it take so many more dollars now than it did back then?
Mm-hmm.
And there's only one reason for that. It's inflation. The purchasing power of your money has dwindled so drastically since the Great Depression that you're in a worse off position than you were, than humans were during the Great Depression. And that's one factor of it. Probably the most significant factor. There's other factors. We have new technology now, and you know, obviously things are going to cost more with that kind of stuff. You always mention backup cameras in your vehicle and
for a house, there's a few things you have to control before you even look at inflation, like the size of the house. Those mm-hmm. average houses back in the 60s and 70s were 1,100 square feet,
mm-hmm.
and that was your average house. And now the average house is almost twice that size. So automatically, even just controlling for that, you assume that the price should be double what it was at that time. Now, it's not double. It's, you know, even more than that. I don't know how much they've actually gone up. But you got to control for that first. And you got to control for all the other technologies that are going into the house that didn't used to be there. Mm-hmm. And that's quite a lot of mm-hmm. technologies that didn't used to be there. And then once you...
You have to account for technology making it cheaper to build a house than mm-hmm. it used to be.
That too.
So...
And then once you try to adjust for those things, then you got to look at all the other factors. What about tariffs on wood?
Mm-hmm.
What about tariffs on all the building supplies? Like, we get a lot of wood from Canada,
mm-hmm.
okay? A lot of wood from Canada. They got that sweet, cheap pine up there. A lot of sweet, cheap pine up there. And we put a lot of tariffs on it. It made house, I think...
And maple. I think they got maple up there, too.
They do, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's mostly in the syrup farming industry, you know?
Yeah.
If you notice, your syrup's going up. But anyhow, we got that pine. And I believe the tariffs made that go up by 30%. And that's just the framing of your house. And then you've got all the other supplies that come from. Well, those are coming from a lot of other countries also. Why are they coming from other countries? Well, because we've made it so expensive to do business in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Tracing this all the way down to like what it should actually cost, like inflation, actual inflation and devaluation of the dollar is a big part of it. Interest rates and home buying credits and stuff like that, massive part of it. Giving people fake buying power to buy mm-hmm. things, you know. And then there's all of the government regulations and tariffs and taxes and all that stuff.
The biggest factor is the biggest corporation, which is the government.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the actual, and that's why we do this show. It's not like a lot of these people that we disagree with even are right about a lot of the issues. Like, my God, go to the grocery store, dude. Yeah. They're wrong in their diagnosis. That's the difference. They're mm-hmm. wrong in their diagnosis and their solutions. Because the solution, the diagnosis is not corporate greed. The market's the market and will always be the market.
Yeah, corporations were greedy back in the 60s and 70s.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone is greedy. Right? Yeah. It's one of the best things Milton Friedman said. It's always the other fellow who's greedy, not mm-hmm. you, right? You're not trying to get the most amount of money for the least amount of work.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Is that greed? What is greed, right? The real problem lies with the power that the government has to influence what the free market would actually produce. And the difficult sell of this message is, as Nate pointed out, it's so hard to quantify because there's so many variables you have to take into account to get to what the actual real cost would be.
Mm-hmm.
Because and then trying to articulate which of those variables is causing the most amount of harm is extremely difficult. But we know by studying history that the biggest impact on economics is government and the government rules and regulations and the push for fake buying power and all the things they've done and the devaluation of the dollar with inflation and everything that the government has done has created such a rift in what normal market forces would be that it's, I understand why it's confusing to people and they want to point to something easy like, oh, people are just being greedy.
It's the fake buying power that is the worst. I would go ahead and say it's the worst culprit because without the fake buying power from the Fed and from banking regulations and things like that, the market would still hold the prices of these houses down. You know, when you give people fake buying power, there's no ceiling on what people can pay for the houses. And so all those tariffs, all those regulations, they're allowed to just run wild. Without the fake buying power, you would run into a ceiling for a house that no one could pay more than this much money for the house because the interest rate's 15% and you don't have all these home buying credits and stuff like that. The price of those things would still be held down. And then you would have to consider all of the ways that you're making the house more expensive. But you don't have to consider that anymore because you just get more buying power. Yeah. You just get the bigger loan. And so we've taken off that big market force of houses. How did we start talking about houses?
Well, to round this out, this is all, yeah, minimum wage in California.
Yeah, okay. And it's all Gavin Newsom's fault, the whole thing.
I think that was a really good, quick explanation of what, you know, what's happening and why it's important to introduce solutions that would actually make life better. That's the whole pursuit of liberty, is to free the most amount of humans to make the best life possible for the most amount of humans.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that's ever worked. I saw a great quote. I think it was, it might've been Solzhenitsyn who said this, but basically because humans are so unique and different that if you give them freedom, there will be no equality. But if you have equality, there is no freedom because humans have different interests, different skills. Different size, different weight, different intelligence.
Yeah. Like
with freedom, there is no equality, but you have the chance to level the playing field to where people can pursue their own interests and create the best society ever.
Are you about to talk about equality of opportunity?
No, I'm working my way into mansplaining.
Oh,
that women are less equal.
I don't know if we have time for that. We can do it. So there's two clips here from Charlie Kirk. One of them, I think, is completely unnecessary. Actually, to tell you the truth, they're both unnecessary. But the freak out.
Was he asked a question about this though?
I don't have the whole video. Just as a disclaimer, I don't have the context on these video clips. I've just got the ones that have been clipped out.
You know,
here.
When Jim Carrey said in Liar Liar that there's no such thing as a weaker sex, that's wrong.
No, it's not.
There is such thing.
There. Yeah.
Yes.
Is it women?
Yeah.
Okay, and their birth control. Yeah. Well, the first one I think is not about birth control. This has to do with him. I almost said he randomly said this. It has to be part of a larger conversation, and so that's why we disclaimer that we don't have the larger conversation. Things like this, I just don't understand saying that women in their 30s are not in their prime and not attractive in the dating pool. Let's hear that clip real quick, and then we'll get to the birth control clip right afterwards.
We basically told a great generation of young women, don't get married, don't have kids, go get a corporate job, and it's created mass political hysteria. And then in their early 30s, they get really upset because they say, you know, the boys don't want to date me anymore because they're not at their prime. And people get mad when I say that. Well, this is true. If you're in your early 30s, I'm sorry. It's like you're not as attractive in the dating pool as you were in the early 20s. But again, you have your corporate job and cats. So I thought, you know.
Okay. So there's that clip. Now, in their prime, kind of probably a subjective terminology. What do you mean by prime?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Well, there's a saying that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, which is true. And I think that beauty stems not just physically, but what, like your capability to have children and things like that. Now, there is a biological clock for women. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
I mean, you only have a certain amount of time where you can actually produce. The chances of producing quality children diminishes when you're on the outskirts of that. Okay. When you're too young and when you're too old. Like, yeah. The quality of children that you're going to be able to produce is not as good as the prime age of producing children, which typically happens in your younger to mid-20s.
Yeah.
Right? As you get older, as you get above 30, in fact, when you're 35 and above, you're considered high risk by doctors.
Yeah.
By the experts.
So if you're talking about childbearing, I mean, there's just a scientific fact behind that.
It's just the truth.
If you can be mad about it all you want,
but it is just the truth. Now, there are some women that can give, that have birth healthy babies all the way up to, I think, 45 and above. It's not impossible. But if you're, let's say you're a man who wants children and you're looking for a mate, right, to have children, like quality children with, because you want those children to grow up and survive, right? You want there to be the least amount of problems with that kid possible. I mean, you're gonna if that's one of your criteria. Now, it's not every man's criteria. Some men don't want to have kids. Some men haven't thought about that. They just want, you know, a companion, whatever. But if that is part of your criteria, then of course that's going to determine who you find attractive. Right, who you find that you want to be with.
Now, and to be fair, before anyone gets upset, I want to, you know, a little bit of context here. He's talking about a broader conversation of why are so many women just so terrible and awful to be around, and some of the worst parts of our society, you know. So I just want to add a little context there so no one's getting upset about that. And so he's talking about what's wrong with these women, and then he brings up birth control after this. And I've seen a lot of people clipping this, including like this Republicans against Trump. Top Trump ally, Charlie Kirk. I'm no fan of Charlie Kirk, by the way, whatsoever. I find him to be extremely annoying, grifter, propagandist kind of thing, but whatever.
Some of the things he says is right.
He says the right things. Same goes for Trump. You know, Charlie Kirk says birth control screws up female brains and turns women into Democrats. This is MAGA. Now, I don't have any studies on the turning women into Democrats.
I have some empirical evidence. There's a female, a self-identified woman in our Fed Haters Club right now that just says it does.
Yeah. So what I was saying is,
she's a green.
I don't have any studies for turning women into Democrats, but it is a scientific proven fact that birth control screws with your brain.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if it screws. So I could say screws with your brain, or you could say screws up your brain. Screws up to me implies that your brain is done after that. There's no fixing it. Mm-hmm. You know, screws with your brain. Okay. While you're taking it, it screws with your brain, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But women take it for a long time. You know, my wife's been on birth control for, I don't know, since she was, you know, however long, I don't know. I went through, in that
several
pause,
things to say.
I went through all the different funny ages I could have said, and I just decided not to say age.
Yeah.
After that. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just decided it was best not to say an age. So
now, of course, the other disclaimer is we're men. We have no idea what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, sure we do. We deal with women all the time.
Well, this is all mansplaining, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember, if you don't have a uterus, you're not allowed to have an opinion.
That's true.
On this kind of stuff.
That's true.
Well, so take this opinion with a grain of man salt.
Let's see what he said. A lot of them are on birth control too, and birth control like really screws up female brains. By the way, every single one of you need to make sure that your loved ones are not on birth control. It increases depression, anxiety, suicidal ideation. Birth control is the number one most prescribed medication for young ladies under the age of 25. They will give birth, young ladies, birth control for pimples, for acne, for to control their moods, their period. It is awful. It's terrible, and it creates very angry and bitter young ladies. ladies and young women, that then that bitterness then manifests into a political party that is the bitter party. I mean, the Democrat Party is all about bring us your bitterness and, you know, we'll give you free stuff. It's like we'll trade you, you know, bitterness for stuff, essentially. That's like the Democrat Party.
Okay. There's that clip right there. So the Democrat Party thing, I think, is...
One guy in the group puts it as, it's our lived experience with women.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Don't deny my lived experience.
Yeah.
No, so here's...
It's your truth.
So there's the part where he talks about it, making women join the Democrat Party, which I need to see the studies of all the women who aren't Democrats. Do they take birth control?
Yeah.
You know, I don't have those numbers.
This is where he's applying, he's applying something to get clicks.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the part that I consider selling your soul, you know, for the fame and the money. It's like you're wildly speculating that birth control is one of the leading factors of moving women to the Democrat Party.
And I think we have seen some studies that liberal women are more anxious and depressed and things like that, that they do have more mood problems, which is...
But correlation is not causation.
Yeah, no.
So that's the thing.
I don't know. That one science seems settled to me. I don't know.
Well, you're saying that the birth control is leading to...
Yeah, that's a correlation thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so taking birth control leads to higher rates of suicidal ideation, to depression, anxiety, and all that. And then liberal women seem to be more of those things. And so what you're doing is you're correlating as causation, which I don't think is right. Now, it's possible. I'm not saying it's impossible. Imagine we would have to do a study where we just take all women off of birth control and see if they move political parties.
And then for men, I want to see if low testosterone leads to you being a Democrat also. I don't know.
Yeah.
It could be a thing.
Could be.
There it is. It's all hormones. Yeah. We just fix the hormones, we fix the country.
But you know what? We got something for that.
Actually, there's probably something... Well... Not in the way I just said it, technically. It doesn't actually create more testosterone.
Well, it helps your body.
Helps your body use the testosterone that you have, because as you get older, proteins build up around your testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
And inside of the specific thing...
Spike proteins?
It breaks down those proteins so you can actually use the testosterone that your body already has, because you might have some, but you can't use it.
Yeah.
All right? So, anyhow, you can text GML to 231-231. To find out about Nugenix, if you want to do that. Seriously, it's right here. Take it every day. There you go. That's not the full ad read.
There's more to come.
There's more. Don't worry. Actually, you probably heard it earlier in the show.
Yeah, that's right.
By this point. No, but the birth control part, which I've seen a lot of people upset about, even people on the right, this is as settled as science ever has gotten in the history, almost as settled as climate change.
I believe there's a consensus on
there
this.
There is a consensus. Yeah. Everyone agrees, even the women. I mean, seriously, a personal...
But see, this, they come out with this piece just to validate women's feelings, though.
Yeah.
But then when you...
Well, but it's true.
Like, I know, but when you offer up these facts, then, as a way to explain other things, they get mad about that.
Well, it's like when, when it's that time of the month, and you're like... Is it that time of the month? And then all of a sudden it's like, the world's falling apart because you just said that.
Yeah.
And then like next week she's like, well, I'm sorry. There's all this stuff going on. You don't bring it up while it's happening. That's the point. Yeah. You can't. You got to bring it up other times.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyhow, there's plenty of stuff here. Feel like a different person on your pill. Here's how it affects your mood. And then there's all sorts of stuff in here about how it affects your mood. Now, this is not a medical publication. We could go to Very Well Health and talk about hormonal birth control. It's literally hormones, synthetic hormones. Mm-hmm. Of course it affects your mood. Of course. Testosterone affects men's mood.
Yes.
Okay?
Duh.
Hormones affect your mood.
Yes.
And so I don't understand why all of a sudden it's because he tied it to politics. It's because he tied it to Democrats. Mm-hmm. They're just on their period.
Which, by the way, he's probably getting the reaction that he wanted.
Yeah, absolutely is.
Charlie Kirk is not stupid.
Well, that's debatable.
No, he's not. He's not dumb. He knows exactly what he's doing.
He's good at marketing.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
Birth control, mood swings, hormones. What's the link?
So this is why, Charlie Kirk and Ben Shapiro got famous around the same time, and it was all about... destroying the other side. I mean, that was like the most famous videos on YouTube and stuff. They know exactly what they're doing. They know how to stir up controversy. They know how to get likes and clicks and whatever. Nate and I just we're not willing to sell our soul yet.
You know, I felt bad about that post earlier on Twitter where someone posted about how a 6-inch sub was $6. So then I made a joke and I said, $12 foot longs. Thanks, Biden. And so I blamed Biden at the end of the song. Mm-hmm. I felt bad about that.
Yeah.
I almost didn't post it, but I still did.
Yeah.
And I feel bad about it now because it's not just Biden's fault. Okay. No. It's Trump's fault. It's Jerome Powell's fault. It's all kinds of people's fault. It's Congress's fault. It's all sorts of stuff. And then I didn't even go and look and see where that specific Subway store was. Maybe it's in a very expensive part of the country, something like that. Maybe the picture is old. I don't know how old the picture is. And I just posted about it. Mm-hmm. And I made fun of Biden. All of a sudden I felt I don't know, I felt like Charlie Kirk in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like just a...
Nathaniel Kirk.
Just an idiot, you know? Anyhow, the moral of the story is birth control does affect your mood. It could be kind of negative. Could be negative for society. I don't know. You got millions of people taking something that affects their mood, just like antidepressants and stuff like that. Then you take that, it makes you depressed, and then you get on antidepressants, and you got all kinds of crazy stuff going on.
And it's like off limits to talk about.
Yeah, you can't talk about it.
Yeah.
You're taking stuff that affects your mood.
Yeah.
What do you mean we can't talk about it?
Exactly.
So,
anyway.
This just reminds me that my wife's been trying to talk me into getting a vasectomy for a while. And because she wants to stop taking birth control because it affects her mood.
Yeah. Why don't you just stop?
Birth control?
Yeah.
No, we're not going to do that.
You don't get a vasectomy.
And I don't get a vasectomy?
Yeah.
No, we're not going to do that.
Oh, you're not?
No, she's going to stay on that. So, yeah, I'll deal with it, you know. Okay, anyhow.
It's worth the mood swings for you. God, you hate children.
I don't
burning
hate
schools.
Kids. I don't hate kids.
Listen to all this evidence.
I just don't want.
You tell me.
I just don't want them.
You tell me, folks.
You just can't help it. You just can't help it if you don't want them, you know. So anyway, Liberty at Night, we got a little bit more. By a little bit more, I mean like 2 full hours. So don't go anywhere. That includes Dumb Belief of the Week coming up really soon. We'll be right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.